You're listening to SBS News.
Petrol sniffing has never been a major problem in the Central Australian community of Utopia. Still, youth worker Clayden Daniels remembers the devastating toll it once took on other remote Indigenous communities.
Petrol sniffing did a lot of damage to people's brains. It's a lot better now.
The introduction of government-subsidised low-aromatic opal fuel across many remote regions in the mid-2000s helped cut off supply and is now considered a broadly successful initiative. Research published by the Menzies School of Health Research in 2016 found overall rates of petrol sniffing had reduced by about 88% between 2005 and 2014. But some Indigenous service providers say the harmful practice has been creeping back in communities where it had previously been stamped out. Scott Wilson, the CEO of the Aboriginal Drug and Alcohol Service, says his organisation is seeing it in some remote South Australian communities, as well as those interstate.
And what we're seeing is that in some of the remote communities, is it's starting to just slowly start. And if organisations like us or communities don't actually sort of try and get on top of it straight away, before you know it, you know, you'll have a couple of people, then there'll be a few more kids, and they'll end up going back to the bad old days where they'll dominate the life of those communities.
Blair McFarlane, the co-manager of the Central Australian Youth Link-Up Service, says he's seen as many as 48 flare-ups in remote regions in the past 12 months.
They're concerning because, like, a kid can die the very first time they sniff. One community not far from here, the very first time one young man tried sniffing, he died. It is potentially fatal any time they do it. So we're always concerned when we hear about it, and we always take serious steps to try and stop it.
The service was set up as a petrol sniffing prevention project in 2002. Supporting youth programs across Central Australia is a big part of its work. Mr. McFarlane says the organisation aimed to mitigate some of the underlying factors that can lead to substance abuse, such as poverty, hunger and boredom.
At the moment, it's an ongoing battle. The reasons kids sniff are still there. We're trying to address those through the youth programs.
But he says funding for his program, which comes in part from the federal government, can be hard to find.
The overall situation is very much we're on a winning platform here. Like, we have low aromatic fuel, we've got youth programs rolling out, although they're still not properly funded and there's still gaps.
The Aboriginal Drug and Alcohol Council's Scott Wilson says gaps in funding could put children at risk.
What we're seeing is that there is a lack of funding for things like that. And if you don't have the diversionary type activities, as well as opal fuel, then basically people will sort of go back to using, you know, substances such as petrol.
Indigenous Affairs Minister Nigel Scullion has been contacted for comment. For youth worker Clayden Daniels, who helps run a youth program in Utopia, the focus is on the future.
Without sniffing and looking after the community really well, that's the way we want to go.
He hopes to see the next generations growing up unharmed by the perils of petrol sniffing.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.